Welcome, Another Pint.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we have five awesome musicians in the studio here, and they've been tuned up for a while, and they're all ready to go. Really glad to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. They're
going to play live for us, which is very brave. Not all musicians are comfortable doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only really good ones like you guys. Okay. Kelly, if you want to maybe introduce the band, what they play, and names and towns.
Start with myself. I'm Kelly Greiner. I live down in Bolingbrook. We have on guitar with us tonight Pete Whalen. Next to him is the beautiful Angel Tweeter. Today she's going to be on Tin Whistle and Baron. Next to her is Sarah Court. She's going to be playing a little djembe with us. And then last but not least, Colonel O'Connor, Rob O'Connor on the bouzouki today. Always save the best for last.
He's not really a colonel, is he?
Honorary colonel everywhere we go. He's got a brigade that follows him everywhere we go.
Well, you were in the Navy, though, as I understand, right?
Yes,
you
I was
in the Navy?
A seaman in the Navy.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess you could be called a colonel then, close enough. What are you going to start us off with here, Kelly?
They're going to do a little instrumental for us called Morrison's Jig.
Thank you. Nice instrumental to start it off. What percentage of instrumental and vocals do you play?
I would say it's probably 98% vocals and 2% instrumentals, to be honest.
And 90% of the vocals are all drinking songs, right?
Yeah,
I was looking at you.
Yeah.
Another Pine has, how many CDs have you released now?
We're on number four now.
Four? Sitting on Top of the World.
Sitting on Top of the World is the newest one. Okay. It kind of shows the eclectic mix we on there. I think the first track is a Johnny Cash track, and then a Cape Breton tune, and then goes into some Irish and into some bluegrass. We've got Rocky Top on there.
We have lots of whiskey on the song.
We do.
They have whiskey in the jar. They have whiskey before breakfast.
Yes. Yeah.
The Irish like whiskey.
That's right.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're a young band. You can certainly see the influences. You tribute the Beatles a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Johnny Cash.
Elvis.
Yes.
What? Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Rob can play a lot of Grateful Dead.
Actually,
I know
his
that.
His version of Friend of the Devil is on that new CD.
I saw that.
Yes.
That's great. So are you guys booked solid over for St. Pat's?
Yes. Actually, we're very, very busy. Actually, we're going to be out of town. We're going to be in Milwaukee on St. Patrick's Day at Moe's Irish Pub. We're going to be there from 11 to 4, and then we're off to O'Morrow's Public House, which is in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
It's a great place. We were there
for their opening night. They invited us in, and we've been there ever since. They've got a great green room up there, so it's just fantastic to go up there and sit in the back and relax before the show and during the breaks.
Where are you playing in the area?
The next time we're in the area is going to be Southside Parade Day, which is Sunday the 13th. We're going to be at Gohuli's Grand Saloon, which is at 103rd Street in Chicago.
Great.
It's like 103rd in Pulaski.
How early should people get there to?
They should get there early. We're going on at 4, and it's parade day, so that place is going to be packed. We've already got a lot of RSVPs of people that are going to show up for that one.
That's great. One thing I've noticed is your band is really, from what I can tell, is really taken off. I get your newsletters. You've toured to Florida. I mean, you go on these mini tours, and you were...
We're all over the place.
That's fabulous.
We just got back from Cleveland, Ohio. They want us back there again. And then at the end of March, we're in Cincinnati. Got a call from Cincinnati saying, we heard about you guys and want you to come down here. So, yeah, things are going really well for us. A lot of word of mouth, and I think most of it is due to a place in South Bend, Indiana. I'll give them a plug, called the Fiddler's Hearth. It's right there at the University of Notre Dame, and I think all those kids that come from all over the country, when they go home, they tell people, you got to bring these guys in. So we get the phone calls, and that's where we go.
It's also where our live CD was recorded. Was there at Fiddler's Hearth.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that right at the top there.
Real fun place.
Yeah. Now, the band's name, this has to be Rob's influence, right? Another time. I've been in bands with this guy. He had like a drink holder on the microphone stand.
Oh, yeah. We have
those. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I get a little thirsty now and then for a little bit of whiskey or a brew.
Hey. The kind of music you play, it seems.
That's right.
Yeah. So what's up next? You're going to add some banjo? And
Yes. Great. Actually, I'm going to do a little street ballad called I'll Tell Me Ma. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell me ma when I go home. The boys will leave the girls will come. My hair's still black coat, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of the film, that's funny. She's the golden 1, 2, 3. Please don't tell me who is she.
You guys look like you're having a lot of fun.
We do. We have
nervous.
Yeah. You have to.
Love the bull run back there. That sounds really good. Did I say it right?
That's the Baron. This is a djembe. This is a baby djembe. I usually play a drum a lot bigger than this, but it would probably overtake everybody in this.
Okay.
It was huge. They think there was an explosion.
Yeah. I have a question for you. If you're listening to the show, I was playing a band called Leahy.
Oh, yeah.
And they use almost rack drums on some of the tracks. Now, how do you feel about that? You're more of a traditional band. Do you find right? Or
it seemed a lot of people we played with and shared stages with move more towards the Celtic rock, and we decided to take it another direction and go more towards like the bluegrass and roots sound.
Right.
You know, just to make things just a little different.
I think I like actually both styles.
Exactly,
you know?
But there were so many. It was
there's a couple songs that we do plug in and sound a little more.
In the studio, we play with a lot of instruments that we don't normally play with on stage, just to experiment and have fun with the different sounds. And it's just really a matter of apples and oranges. You know, there are different sounds for different styles, and you gotta go with what you like.
Right. Yeah, I think the traditional sound really suits this band.
Oh,
yeah, very very comfortable with it. Could I make a request?
Yeah.
If you're prepared to play the title track from your newest CD.
Oh, Sitting on Top of the World?
Can you do that?
Can you guys do it?
Sure. Yeah.
Ready? 'Twas in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, just gone away.
Everybody's covered that song, too.
Yes.
That's a great one.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. How did you guys all get together?
Actually, I was hosting an open mic, and Bill Hannigan from Three Men in Kilts was on stage one night, and I came in, and I had talked to him earlier about the open mic, and he saw me on one end of the bar, and he saw Rob on the other end, and he interrupted a song as they were performing, and he said, Kelly, this is Rob. Rob, this is Kelly. You guys should get to know each other. And that was it. We started playing together, and it's been almost 5 years now
that
the two of us have been together. And then Pete actually answered an ad. We put up an ad in some music stores. And
I was playing the same places they were playing as a soloist.
Okay.
And
well, that worked.
So I called him. I said, hey, I'm playing the same places. Why don't we just get together and play? So
I used to come watch them play all the time with a bunch of friends and started selling CDs, and then one night they found out I could sing, and that was it.
Yes. Speaking of which, are you going to sing one? You want to?
Sure.
With the ladies singing? Or do you sing too?
Yeah. And
Kelly?
Yeah. No. She sings more. I'm still new.
Just
all right.
You got it.
I met Angel. She brought me. I'm still new in the band.
I was like, yeah, you didn't know you're still sale.
Yeah.
They worked together at Blockbuster, and Angel said, hey, I found this gorgeous blonde
that
plays djembe and bass.
Yeah.
You got to meet her. So she showed up while we were recording the CD, and that was it.
I actually made it on the CD because of that day.
You're a pretty nice-looking band. There's not a bad one in the bunch.
You're missing Joel Simpson. We've got to talk about Joel. His wife just... Amy just gave birth to a brand new baby boy 1 week ago, and his name is Benjamin Joel Simpson.
So, okay. This goes out to Benjamin.
This goes out to Ben. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give me an intro, boys.
Very good. Hey, I'm looking at your new CD. You're playing a real mix of material.
Oh yeah.
How would you describe your you're not really just purely Celtic at this point.
We call it Celtic bluegrass.
Okay.
Because we seem to pull in the two extremes of both.
You're doing a lot of traditional folk tunes though.
Oh, yeah.
Gospel.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
You know what they've all come from each other. One has led to the next, and they've all influenced each other. So it's a very natural marriage to put them all together.
Yeah. That's great. Why don't you pick the next one? I can make requests all night, and we only have a couple. We've got seven.
Thank you.
Great song. I remember playing that with you, something we did with Yasker's Farm.
Oh.
I don't remember.
We used to have an Irish band before Yasker's Farm.
Yeah.
It was Irish Stew.
Not like you guys.
Yeah, we did.
Well, Irish Stew was good. I meant our version of whatever we were doing.
Yeah, when we were Yasker's Farm, we had a gig on St. Patrick's Day, so we did half Irish and half.
Yeah, at the old Strand Cafe. It's now Stonecutters, I think.
Now it's Stonecutters, right.
It was a lot of fun. So do you miss playing rock and roll or not? Doesn't look like it.
You're still throwing, yeah.
He gets to be a rock star.
Yeah. Okay, Kelly and Pete, the rest of you, have you played other styles too? Been in other types of bands? Or
you know, this is what I've been playing for 10 years, and that's about it.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, I was doing Irish for quite a few years before as well.
Now, see, you look like somebody who'd be playing Eric Clapton.
You said
you played Salt Sea. I knew it.
You're already playing some... I've been playing since I was nine, so...
All right.
30 seconds.
Name a song, he can do it.
I was playing in that tune out there. I said I would name a song, and he'd start playing it. I'd be like, America! Anything, he'd start playing it.
So you like playing the style more than...
I do, yeah. It has a lot of energy to it. And
sure.
The band's a lot of fun live because Angel and Rob are cordless. And a lot of times they get up on the bar and play and together and
you
they
need
go
that
out
rhythm
to the audience.
In the background, sure. Just to hold the fort down.
Right.
Yeah, you were really going crazy there for a while on the soloing.
It's a lot of fun playing with Zuki.
Well, I think we probably have time for one more, but I just want to make sure everybody knows who they're listening to. You are listening to Another Pint live here at WDCB in Glen Ellyn, and they're all local people. They go on tour from time to time, but they perform in the area a lot. And when you want to know where they're playing, you can go to...
AnotherPint.com.
Hey, I kind of knew that. AnotherPint.com. And on March 13th, Kelly, tell us where you're going to be
gonna
again.
We're going to be at Gilhooly's Grand Saloon, right at 103rd in Pulaski. They're part of St. Xavier University. They're right across the street. They're like the official little restaurant bar of St. Xavier's.
And I know your website is very thorough in giving details on where you're at,
yes.
Instructions, you know, driving, where to park, if the food's any good. And I know you're very responsive that way. And there's an email link if somebody needs information.
Yes. Oh, yes. Email any of us and we'll get right back to you.
AnotherPint.com. Did you want to do a little business here before we go into the next hour? You want
to do the ID?
Yeah. You're listening to 90.9 FM, WDCB, Glen Ellyn.
That was Nate. Okay. Well, we've done our station ID at the top of the hour. We have a few minutes to spare, maybe about three. So if you can end with one more tune. Hey, thanks, everyone, for listening to Folk Festival tonight. Thank you to Another Pint being our guest.
Thanks.
This is Lily Kuzma.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. And George will be back next Tuesday. I'll be back on the fourth Tuesday in March, whatever that happens to be. So take it away, Another Pint. Another pint. And it looks like we're about done here for Folk Fest. So again, I'm going to say goodnight again. Lily Kuzma, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for listening.